Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this rendition of Delicious Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, and we're here on a Friday because I scheduled it for a special guest, but they haven't gotten into the studio yet, so we're going to hang around and, you know, try to wait for them to get here, but if they don't get here shortly, I'm just going to shut the show down. Okay, as you know, Delicious Talk Radio, Bringing Sexy Back, is you know, our shows are for the mature listening audiences only. You know, we discuss sex and other social topics here. Topics we don't discuss are religion and politics. We also have the most fascinating guests in our studios. And if you're listening to this show and you're not age appropriate, we will not be responsible for our guests or conversations that may influence you. And I hope everybody's enjoying this beautiful Friday because it definitely was a beautiful day here. I did a little bit of running around and got back in the house specially to deal with this guest that, you know, hadn't shown up yet. Now, things can happen. I know that, you know, sometimes emergencies come up and, you know, things beyond our control will prevent us from doing things that we set out to do. So I'm not going to hold that against my guest. But, you know, like I said, I'm not going to continue the show. You know, I'm going to give her a little while to get here. So a little bit I'm going to talk to you guys about is me, because every time we have a show, it's with the guests and my co-hosts and, you know, the subject matter that we're generally talking about. Well, as you guys may or may not know, I am an author, publisher, poet, speaker, actor. I just wear a lot of hats, you know, but my main passion is writing, and I've published 5 books. I have my own independent publishing company, which is JJ Publishing. That's JAYJAYPublishing.com. My 5th book, Back to Zero, was published under my publishing company. My other books was when I was with my ex-publisher, but all my books are so good, and I'm not bragging, but they are good because you go to my website, you can check out the reviews that I've gotten on my books. My books are still selling from my 1st book to my present book. My present book really just flies off the shelf. have a hard time keeping that one around. So get over there and order. I do have a few left. Get over there and order, and I'm also going to include a very special gift with those who order a book this month. So go to my website. That's jjpublishing.com, J-A-Y-J-A-Y, publishing.com. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/GailDeliciousJohnson. You can go over there and friend me. I love to network with people or to meet new people to see what we have to offer each other. I'm not a friend collector, so if I check out your page and don't friend you, don't be offended. It's just that I'm not looking to build up a 5,000 friends that can't really communicate with them all or have nothing going on with them, you know. So if you want to communicate with me and you want to network with me, you know, it's okay to be a friend too, but, you know, stop by and say hi once in a while or like something on my page, you know. I just don't like being a friend collector or anyone collecting me as a friend. Okay, I also have a fan page over there, which is facebook.com/JJ Publishing. Go on there and become a fan. You'll see everything that I posted as far as my books, and, you know, book information is on there. If you're an author, you're more than welcome to post on that page, my fan page. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. You know, so you can basically find me around the social media quite easily. You can also Google Gail Delicious Johnson, you know, if you want to really pull up everything that's on me, because I'm on some other sites that I really haven't frequent that much. But, you know, any one that you want to see me on, you know, just Google Gail Delicious Johnson. Okay, I've been with Blog Talk Radio since 2006, I think it was. But I used to co-host with other hosts that had their shows. I did Lamont Carey. I had a show with my ex-publisher, Miss Kane, who has passed away in February. May she continue to rest in peace. You know, I've just been around a little bit on Blog Talk Radio, and my first shows were back in 2006 when I started my own Blog Talk Radio show. I've interviewed quite a few fascinating guests, authors, you know, just an array, an array of people have stopped by the studio to give up a wealth of information. Sorry about that. To give up a wealth of information or to, you know, just chop it up, you know, just talk about different things. And as you know, I don't discuss religion or politics because those are personal matters, and I'm not into politics at all. So I don't care to discuss them. And religion, that's my own personal reference, and I don't debate about it. I may talk about it, but we don't discuss it here on Delicious Talk Radio. Okay, and I had quite a few segments on my show. I did a blues show every Sunday. On every Friday, I rotated doing different musical shows such as slow jams and happy hour music. You know, just trying to connect with the people out there in listening land to give them something to listen to or something, you know, to discuss. And I really do appreciate Blog Talk Radio because I've reached so many people in different countries. I had a guy to call in that was over in Iraq at one point, you know. So the show travels, and I do appreciate that. And I have the most wonderful, wonderful co-hosts on my show. Rhea Banks has been with me the longest. Then I had, you know, other co-hosts that, you know, are no longer with me. Like I mentioned, Miss Kane used to co-host with me as well as I co-host on her show, but she's deceased now. Then I incorporated, you know, like just had so many different co-hosts. You know, some were funny and some were serious, but, you know, they were all wonderful co-hosts. And like I said, Rhea's been with you the longest. And the co-hosts that are with me now, Rhea, Jay Byron, Terry, Cox Brown, who just came on board. She co-hosted a little bit back a couple of years ago, but now she's sort of like permanent. Then I have a guy, Jay Dino. He's a multi-talented young man, artist, graphic designer, actor, makeup. He does it all. He's very, very, very talented. So those are my co-hosts that, you know, help me, you know, with the show and assist me every Wednesday, because my show airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m., but when I have to accommodate a special guest, I will, you know, give them that space, but hopefully I won't have to not let anybody else do that again, because Friday is sort of like a day when I do other things, but, you know, for special guests who can only give me their time when they can be on, I can, you know, accommodate them. Let's see, what else has been going on? I know you guys are familiar with the case of the policeman killing the black man, shooting him in the back seven or eight times. I think that happened in Ohio. I'm not really sure, but, you know, just watching that video over and over and over, it's really heartening and sad, but I just want to say this. There are some good cops out there as well as bad cops. Now, this cop, they had issues with him before, and I think when you have an issue with the policeman, someone who carries a gun, they need to be disciplined, and maybe you need to take them out of the position that they're in, place them on desk duty or something like that before it escalates, which it did in this case with this particular police officer. And now he's charged with murder when it could have possibly been prevented, because he had also assaulted another young man, and he said something to the effect if they had taken care of it then, maybe this wouldn't have happened, but then again, we don't know. But all in all, you know, when a policeman approaches you, don't be resistant. Don't argue. Just, you know, whatever they ask for, give it to them. You know, be polite as possible. You know, but when you get out of hand with them, you have these gun-happy policemen that are just waiting to kill anybody for any reason. So, you know, just be polite. Don't resist. You know, because I saw on the internet, this was on the news, a young man had stole a horse, was driving away, galloping away on a horse, and he got off the horse, or was thrown off the horse, and he laid down on the ground, surrendering. He either had his hands up above his head, or he put him in the locked position behind his back. The police kicked him, punched him. Now, this was a white guy. They beat the crap out of this guy. All that's recorded. All of it's recorded. Now, this guy, they're saying that he had bleeding on the brain, and rightfully so, because they was kicking him. And I mean, they was beating him as if he had killed one of the policemen. Now, I know they really will beat you or, you know, do bodily damage to you if you kill one of theirs. But this guy, and that really, things like that really make me feel bad, because it doesn't matter whether you're black or you're white. When it comes to abuse of authority, when it comes down from the law, that's horrible, because they are to serve and protect. And how are you protecting somebody when you're almost killing them or when you kill them? You know, maybe these policemen need to go through training again, or maybe they should show them how to aim to stop a person, like maybe shoot them in the leg, because I'm quite sure if you shoot a person in the leg, they're going to go down. Well, if you tase a person, they're going to go down. But to shoot somebody in the back, somebody in the head, somebody in the chest, that's almost a guaranteed death, paralysis, or some type of complications to that person that the police has shot. And excessive force is just running rampant with them. And it's always justifiable homicide when it comes to trying the police. But this policeman, It was seen what he did. He even tried to plant evidence on this guy, talking about he had taken his taser. If he did take his taser, so what? Shoot him in the leg or let him go. Because trust and believe, whatever that man was running for, they said he was running for because he had some old child support. They had a warrant out for his arrest because of child support. Okay. Eventually, even if he got away that particular time, eventually he was going to be dealt with. Because trust and believe, when you owe the government a penny, they're going to get it by hook or crook. So they already had the warrant out for him. They probably knew where he worked or where he lived or where he hung out or whatever. They could have did it like that. Because I've seen where the police have actually let white boys or white men just run off. I've seen that. But when it comes to the blacks, for some reason they're trying to annihilate the black male, period. And I really don't want to say it's a black thing, but that just seems to be what's going on right now. And I'm saying this to my black brothers, young, old, teens. When you have issues with the police, do not resist. I tell you what. Go to the library and get a book, a law book, and read up on the things that you have the right when you're being stopped by the police, things that you should and should not do. Do that so when he asks, when they question you, you can come back with an intelligent answer. And the only thing they can do is let you go. I've seen that happen. You know, a guy, he knew the law. What are you stopping me for? What have I done? Am I under arrest? If I'm not under arrest, you have to let me go. You have to let, they have to tell you why they're stopping you. And they get belligerent with you. Just let them scream and holler and fuss and curse. But when you come back with an intelligent answer, you know, they're going to have to let you go. So my suggestion to all these brothers out here, young, old teenagers who say they hate to read, they don't read, this and that. If you don't read nothing and you're a troublemaker or a person who's been profiled or stereotyped, go to the library, read up on the law that will protect you and keep breath in your body. Because if you don't, that is exactly what they're going to do. And thank God for the cell phones, these camera phones with the recorders on them. Thank God for that technology. Because if that hadn't been recorded, that policeman would have gotten away scot-free. Scot-free. Because he planted the taser next to the guy. He was screaming and hollering, taser, taser. Like he was just planning on, like it was almost as if he was planning on shooting this man. You know, because he ran. They have a video up talking about this is the tape of the policeman shooting the victim. No, that wasn't the tape of him shooting the victim. The tape of him shooting the victim was taken by a citizen and turned over to either the district attorney or the tape was turned over, and that's how he got caught. And the police chief down there in South Carolina, that was South Carolina, yeah, South Carolina says, when you're wrong, you're wrong. Regardless if you're a policeman, civilian, whatever, when you're wrong, you're wrong. So I've seen where some people trying to turn it around and say this and say that. Like just like the guy, the white guy that they was beating up, they said he was resisting. Stevie Wonder can look at that and see that this guy has surrendered. It was 11 policemen out there eventually beating down on this white boy as if he had killed somebody. So, like I said, and this is across the board because basically, and I'm not trying to single out, you know, my black brothers, but that's just a problem in the black community when it comes to our black brothers. A lot of you are out there selling drugs, out there hustling, pimping, doing all the things that are non-productive, opposed to getting your lives together, getting a job. I don't care if it's working at McDonald's, Wendy's, or whatever. It's just something that will make you more productive instead of standing on the corner selling drugs, where you take a chance on your life, your family's life, people around you's life every day. Because I'm going to tell you, when these drug dealers can't get you, you got a family, you got a wife, you got kids, they will get them. So, you know, go somewhere and get a little bit of education, read some books, and, you know, just become a more productive citizen. Pull your pants up. That's not cute. That's not cute at all. Walking around here with your pants hanging down, dirty drawers, and you think that's cute? There's nothing cute about it. Nothing. So pull your pants up, stop looking like a suspect, and become somebody's prospect. You know, so what if you're making $1,000 a day and you're going to go work at McDonald's and make maybe $500 a week? So what? At least you don't have to watch your back and worry about somebody creeping up on you, busting you in your head and taking whatever it is you have in your pocket from you. You know, you need to get yourselves together and, you know, just try to make the best of it. Because life is short. Life is short. We don't know the next moment or the next second if we're going to even be here. So while you're here, do something productive. Enjoy life. Live, laugh, and love. So it seems as if, it seems as if our guest is not going to show up this evening. And I just want to say, you know, everybody have a wonderful weekend this weekend, because it's going to be beautiful here. I don't know where all you guys are from or where you live at, but on the East Coast here in Washington, D.C., we're going to have a beautiful weekend. It's just going to be beautiful. So, you know, with that being said, enjoy your weekend. Get out, get some fresh air. You know, help out somebody. You know, help the homeless, feed a homeless person. You know, love somebody, love yourself. And, oh, let me give you a little rundown of who's going to be on the show next week. Next week, on the 15th, I'm having a guy here, Michael, I can't even pronounce his last name, Lakowski. Anyway, he'll be here next Wednesday, the 15th. And the following Wednesday, we're going to have on the 22nd, Diane Collins. And then on the 29th, we're having Mitch Cradle. Mitch Cradle is from the DMV. He's a producer, writer, director, and filmmaker here. So we're going to have him on. Hopefully, we'll have his whole cast and crew here as well. That'll be on the 29th. And also, that's going to be my final live show until further notice, because you know, due to things beyond my control, I will have to take a short sabbatical, and I will be playing some pre-recorded shows, so if you're still interested in listening in, you can always listen in. And they may come on a little earlier than 10:30. I'm not sure, but if so, they'll be on 10:30. And, you know, hopefully you'll listen. But until then, when I come back, you know, I'll let you guys know when I will be back. But like I said, right now, it's indefinite. And indefinite could be a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, or, you know, however long, but I'm just going to put it at indefinite because I'm not really that sure. With that being said, everybody have a wonderful, beautiful weekend. If you're drinking, don't drive. If you're driving, don't drink. Remember, I love talking to you guys, not about you. Good night.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night.
know that.